Chapter 10. Leah's blue eyes focused on me as she gave the bottom of her tank top a gentle tug and pulled it over her head. Her large, supple C-cups were stuffed into a lacy black bra, to the point where it looked like they were spilling out the sides and could fall out in any second. Leah's tummy was flat, but when she moved a certain way, I could see the outline of her abs underneath. She smiled before she kissed me passionately, and as our tongues intertwined, I reached behind and gave her ass a firm squeeze. Leah responded with a moan, and my cock began to throb to attention. Leah and I made out as our hands traced along each other's sides, backs, and faces, until finally, the blonde woman reached down and grabbed my shirt. She pulled it over my head in a single motion and then tossed it off to the side. I could smell the beautiful woman's sweet arousal as she straddled me, and when she lowered herself down onto my lap, I could feel the warmth of her womanhood against my erection. She smelled sweeter than a fresh rose, and it only made me 10 times harder.
Is that you?
Leah gasped when she felt my cock. It is. I nodded, and then we kissed some more.
Fuck. No wonder those other girls love to be around you.
Do you want to see? I asked with a raised eyebrow, but Leah just shook her head.
No.
She purred as her pupils dilated.
I want a taste.
My dick twitched at the thought of Leah's warm, soft mouth wrapped around it, and I felt a cool drip of pre-cum start to ooze out in anticipation. Leah slowly slid down off my lap and down onto her knees. Her fingers traveled down my sides until they got to my waist, and then they lingered over the buttons of my pants. The blonde woman quickly unfastened my jeans, slid her fingers underneath both them and my underwear, and then pulled them down my legs. Leah let out a gasp when she saw my erection standing straight up in the air, and then she purred as she tossed my pants to the side. Yeah, plenty of me to go around.
And I can't wait, but first...
Leah walked over to her bed and bent over to grab a blanket. Her firm, tight ass stuck up into the air, and I wanted nothing more than to walk over there, rip off her leggings, and then fuck her from behind. All in due time. Leah picked up a small blanket and brought it back over. Then she got down on her knees once more, placed her hand against my torso, and tossed the blanket over her head. What was going on?
Sorry.
She said from beneath the fabric, and her voice was timid.
I'm kind of shy when it comes to this part, so I don't like being watched.
Come on, Leah. I smiled down at the woman as I pulled the blanket back. You're fucking beautiful. Why wouldn't anyone want to look at you?
Okay.
She frowned as she looked up at me with her gorgeous blue eyes.
Can you promise me something stupid, though?
Maybe. I shrugged, and then I ran my hands through her blonde locks.
When I tell you, can you close your eyes? It'll make it feel 1,000,000 times better. Trust me on this one.
It was a strange suggestion, but if that's what she really wanted, I'd do it. I gave her a nod, and then she got to work. I ran my hand through her gorgeous blonde locks as she looked up at me with her bright blue eyes. Leah gave me a sly grin as she wrapped her right hand around the base of my erection, and then she stuck her tongue out slightly beyond her lips. Leah ran the tip of her tongue around the head of my penis in a swirling motion, and every single nerve ending in my body seemed to scream with joy. My balls pulled up into my body as she continued to swirl her mouth around my manhood, and then she began to lick up and down each side of my shaft. Meanwhile, my entire body felt like it was on pins and needles. Holy fuck, Leah, I groaned as I leaned my head back. You're like a fucking goddess with your tongue.
I haven't even gotten to the good part yet,
she warned, and then she shot me a wink. Leah opened her mouth wide, much wider than any woman I'd ever seen before. And then she moved her head forward like she was bobbing for apples. She cupped my testicles with her left hand as her warm, tight throat squeezed around my dick, and the beautiful blonde woman didn't even seem fazed as she slid down my erection and then bottomed out at the base of the shaft. The second she did so, her tongue slid out of her mouth and traced the sides of my balls. Ugh, your throat's so tight, I gasped as a wave of pleasure shot through my loins. Leah's sultry eyes locked with mine as she slowly pulled herself off my erection, licked the head once more, and then gulped it down again. Her throat squeezed around my cock like a hot dog in a garden hose, and the warm coil in my abdomen started to tighten. Leah sucked, slurped, and deep-throated me for several more minutes, and she never broke eye contact once. Meanwhile, I just ran my hands through her golden locks and enjoyed the incredible sensations pulsing through my manhood. Then I reached down and unfastened the clasps of her bra. Leah's eyes narrowed with excitement, and she simply removed her hands from my shaft and let the straps fall forward. As she did so, her perfect C-cups fell free from the garment, and my eyes locked onto them like a fucking heat-seeking missile. Her breasts were full and round, each one with a light red, chocolate-chip-shaped nipple that was erect with arousal. She had a few cute freckles across her chest, as well as what appeared to be two small, crescent-moon-shaped scars under her breasts. I was curious about the scars, but I was far too preoccupied to give a shit right now.
You're halfway there, but you don't get to see the rest until I'm done with you here.
Fine with me, I said with a smirk. I'll go the full 10 rounds with you if I have to.
I don't think you'll last that long.
Leah giggled, and her breasts bounced in time with her laughs.
Especially not when I do this. Lean back and close your eyes.
Leah placed a hand on my six-pack and then gently pushed me back in the chair. I looked up at the popcorn ceiling of the room for a moment before I obliged and closed my eyes, and I kept my hands on the back of her head as my mind raced with the possibilities of what came next. Surely there wasn't anything she could do to me that Janine and Ada, a literal sex demon, hadn't already. Right? Wrong. Dead fucking wrong. Leah's tongue seemed to get 10 times wetter as she licked around my erection, and then I felt it trail down and circle my balls. Her soft hands wrapped around my cock as she stroked it gently, and then she went into fucking overdrive with her tongue. She flicked it across my manhood quickly, in every pattern humanly possible, before she let go of my erection and placed her hands tenderly against my inner thighs. Then something wrapped around my manhood, something thin, warm, and wet. Something that wasn't her hand. I started to open my eyes, but Leah made a clicking noise.
No peeking!
She hissed in a muffled voice, so I pressed my eyes closed once more. Suddenly, whatever was around my dick started to tug up and down, and as it did so, Leah's hands began to wander all around my lower body. She traced her fingers along my balls, down my inner thighs, and up to my abs, as she somehow continued to pleasure me. I could feel my climax as it grew imminent, and I knew I wasn't going to last for very much longer. Then Leah went in for the kill. Whatever was gripped around my cock grew taut, and then the woman's throat shot forward and wrapped around my manhood. Oh, fuck! I screamed, as a shock of white-hot pleasure shot through me. Oh, that's so good, Leah. The woman proceeded to pull her mouth back off me and then repeated the exact same motion. My toes seemed to go numb as she sucked me off, and soon I felt myself reaching the mountaintop.
You're close, aren't you?
Leah asked, and I gave her a nod and a moan in response.
Okay, you can open your eyes now.
I did as she said and looked down at Leah, who was now inching toward my penis again. She shot me a wink before she gulped me down once more, and I hit my peak.
I'm gonna come,
I gasped, as every muscle in my body tightened up. Oh! Leah let my dick fall out of her mouth, and then she leaned back and stroked me intensely as I started to come. My vision turned completely white as euphoria overcame my brain, and I let out a long, deep growl as my balls shot up into my body and started to pulsate with the force of a fucking beating heart. Every muscle in my lower body went completely tense as my dick started to quiver, and then my vision finally came back. I watched as Leah continued to jerk me off, and I unloaded what felt like a gallon of my seed onto her chest just below her neck. The blonde woman's blue eyes were wide, and her bottom lip was covered with a soft bite from her top teeth. She moaned as I sprayed my warm cream all over her, until my fire hose of a cock finally slowed to a dribble.
Wow.
Leah whistled as she let go of my manhood and looked down at her chest.
You came a bucket all over me, Carter. This is so much.
You say that like you're surprised. I said with a sigh, as I slumped back in the chair. You're the one who just jerked me off all over you.
I'm so, so sorry.
The blonde woman said with a smirk.
I guess we can stop there if you want.
Oh, no. We're not done yet. Not even close.
Good.
Leah got up, walked over to a pile of towels on top of her dresser, and then cleaned herself up. Her back was to me the whole time, and my eyes were glued to her tight, fit ass, as it practically teased me through the thin layer of fabric that stood between us. When Leah finally turned around, though, I caught a full view of her naked breasts. They looked even more perfect from this angle, and I couldn't help but think about how they'd look bouncing in unison with my thrusts as I pushed myself deep inside of Leah. A rush of blood flowed down into my dick, and I felt it start to swell again.
Ready to go again already?
Leah asked, as she looked down at my manhood. Not quite. I shook my head and stood up from the chair. Now it's my turn.
Your turn?
Leah asked as she crossed her arms across her bare chest.
You just had a turn.
Not exactly. I growled, and then I fell down onto my knees, grabbed onto Leah's leggings, and tugged them down to her ankles with a single jerk. Now I was face to face with her tight little slit. It was already sopping wet, and her clitoris was swollen as it sat there just beneath a tuft of trimmed blonde hair. The scent of her arousal filled my nostrils, and for a brief second, I thought the panther inside of me was going to come out.
Carter! Are you going to do what I think?
Before she could finish her sentence, I slapped a hand against her tight ass and buried my face against her womanhood. Leah moaned as I gently traced the edges of her labia with my tongue and then up to the tender button at the top of it all. Her juices tasted as sweet as fresh honeydew, and I felt my cock grow back to full mast as I lapped it all up. Then I pulled my face away from the blonde woman's pussy and gently kissed my way down her inner thigh. As I did so, Leah let out a soft whimper, and I sensed her arousal growing even more powerful. When I finally got back to licking her womanhood, I pushed my tongue up against her clit and went to town. I reached up with my right hand and slowly slid two of my fingers inside of Leah, which elicited a soft moan from the blonde beauty. At the same time, I started to make every pattern with my tongue that I could think of as my fingers moved in and out of her pussy. Ah, God, you taste so good, I growled for a second, and then I got back to work. Leah whimpered, moaned, and gasped as her lower half began to tense up. Her womanhood was like a fucking monsoon at this point, and I could feel her tight tunnel as it tensed up around my fingers.
Carter,
she moaned as she gripped my hair.
Oh, you're so wonderful at that.
You haven't seen anything yet. I pushed my face against her blonde mound as hard as I could, and then increased my motions. I lapped up her sweet juices as I traced her labia with the fingers on my left hand, and then I gave her tender button a long, hard kiss. When I went back to licking, Leah hit her climax.
Fuck!
Leah's screams of joy filled the room as her pussy spasmed, and her legs became as motionless as a stone. The woman held my head in place as she came against my face, and her sweet juices gushed out all over my hand and mouth. Finally, Leah's body relaxed, and she gave my head a soft pat. I told you it was my turn, I said, as I shot the woman a wink.
That was incredible,
Leah said, as she ran her hand through her own messy blonde hair.
Where did you learn how to do that?
Nuh-uh. I waggled my finger as I stood up. If you're not going to tell me your secrets, then I'm not going to tell you mine either. Leah smiled at me, but then she moved over and threw her arms around my neck. In one quick motion, she sprang up into the air like an acrobat, tossed her legs around my waist, and then hung on to me as she leaned over and sucked on my neck. I let out a groan of approval as my manhood rested against her wet pussy. Then I held the blonde bombshell as she kissed every inch of my upper body, and each kiss sent a soft shudder of glee through my body. I slid my arms under Leah's ass to support her as I walked us over to the bed. Then I tossed her down onto her back, and she let out a giggle as she landed with a soft thud. Before I could make a move, Leah bit her lip and spread her legs wide. She softly traced her finger around her clitoris for a second before she touched her labia, and then the blonde bombshell smiled coyly.
I want you inside me, Carter.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, I said. But then I noticed a bit of sperm was still coming out of the tip of my cock from when I climaxed earlier. Do you want me to wear a condom?
No, I want to feel the real you. Don't worry, I have an IUD, so I'm not going to get pregnant or anything.
My mind couldn't help but wander back to Ada's comments about my super sperm. But this was a different situation. Plus, I wasn't sure how much the succubus was bullshitting me about all that. I tossed my arms up under Leah's knees and then yanked her closer to the edge of the bed. She let out a gasp of surprise as I pressed the head of my dick against her entrance, and then her eyes rolled back in her head as I slowly pushed myself into her. Leah's warm, wet pussy engulfed my cock like a glove, and I felt the tension in my stomach twist again. Her velvet tunnel was tight, but it got even tighter when it spasmed around me. You're so damn tight, I growled, as I pushed myself about halfway in. I feel like you're going to squeeze every drop out of me.
That's the idea,
Leah said, and then she tossed her legs around my waist.
I want you to rearrange my guts, Carter. I want that giant cock of yours all the way up inside me until I can feel it in my fucking brain.
I leaned forward, pressed my mouth against her tight tummy, and then licked up her abdomen, as I slid myself the rest of the way into her warm, waiting pussy. Both of us groaned when I bottomed out inside of her, and the beautiful woman quivered underneath me. "It's all right," I promised, as I ran my hand along her right side and then interlocked fingers with her. "I'm going to go a little harder now if you think you can handle it."
Yes,
Leah begged as she bit her bottom lip.
God, yes. I want you to fuck me harder. Deeper, please.
I lifted Leah's hands up above her head, pushed them down against the bed, and then moaned as my cock pushed up against her cervix. I pinned the beautiful blonde down and then started to make slow, rhythmic movements with my pelvis. I pumped in and out of her softly at first, just so we could both get used to each other's carnal pleasures, and I continued on like that for several minutes while I watched Leah whimper with excitement. "Are you ready for more?"
Please,
Leah said through a moan.
Fuck me, Carter.
So that was exactly what I did. I increased the pace of my thrusts, and Leah turned to mush. The blonde woman's breasts bounced violently each time my pelvis hit hers, and she opened her mouth wide as if she wanted to scream, but nothing came out save for a few soft, short gasps of breath. Leah's velvet tunnel squeezed around my length as I fucked her, but the grip was so wet I glided in and out without any effort at all. The blonde woman's chest started to flush a warm red, and I felt the muscles in her legs tighten around me. All the while, my balls were aching, tight and ready to unleash another blast of my seed deep inside of her. It wouldn't go to waste on her chest. I was going to fill her up this time. "You like that?" I growled as I shoved myself into Leah and rubbed against her womb.
Yes,
the blonde woman said as her eyes rolled back in her head. As I pumped out of Leah, I leaned over and took her right nipple in my mouth. I traced around her areola with my tongue before I gave her tender nub a soft bite, and she let out a deep guttural groan in response. Yeah, she liked that. But when I turned on the jets again, Leah went wild. Leah's velvet tunnel spasmed around my cock as her body tensed up, and she opened her mouth and let out a long, deep moan. Then I started to pound her, and that was it.
Oh, Carter!
She gasped as she looked up at me with her wide, almond-shaped eyes.
I think I'm gonna... I'm about to... Carter!
Leah screamed as her pussy gripped me like a fucking vice, and she arched her back off her bed as she moaned. The woman let out a long, passionate scream as her body froze in place, and the sound of her pleasure mixed with the sensation of her soft tunnel sent me over the edge. I felt the warm coil in my abdomen snap, and a warm sensation took over my body as I pushed myself deep into Leah. My arms tensed up as I leaned over the beautiful woman and let out a growl of pure carnal pleasure. The room began to spin as my dick throbbed, and then my seed sprayed out over and over again in thick streams, like it was old fucking faithful. "Oh, God!" I gasped as I unloaded into Leah's welcoming body.
"Oh, fill me, Carter!"
Leah begged as she looked me in the eyes.
"Fill me with your love!"
I let out another moan as the last bit of my cum shot out into her warm, waiting womb, and then my arms gave out. I collapsed onto Leah's naked body, though I remained hard inside of her as her pussy squeezed me like a tube of toothpaste. We panted for breath as we both held each other and came down from our highs, until I finally softened up enough to slide right out. I gave Leah a tender kiss on the forehead before I rolled off of her and stared up at the ceiling. "You know, I've wanted to do that ever since I first saw you at the club."
"Funny, because I felt the same way about you. And if I'm being honest, I'm pretty sure Valerie and Becca did too."
"Well, you got to me first." I winked, and then I pulled the woman into my chest. Eventually, the two of us repositioned ourselves on the bed so we were more comfortable, and I held the blonde woman in my arms for over an hour. We both drifted in and out of consciousness as we cuddled, but eventually we were both awake at the same time.
"I'm glad you came over to help me,"
Leah purred as she looked up at me with her blue eyes. "I'm glad you wanted help. Fuck, I hope you want my advice more often."
"Oh, I know I'll be needing it more often,"
the blonde woman said with a warm smile.
"Maybe even once a day if you're up to it."
We laid there for a bit longer until, finally, I mustered up the courage to ask about Leah's scars. "I don't want to sound rude or anything," I prefaced the question to cover my ass, but...
"My scars,"
Leah finished.
"You want to know how I got them?"
They're in a strange place. Usually you don't see two identical scars that are so symmetrical and located underneath a woman's breasts. I mean, I know that's out of the blue, so feel free to tell me to fuck off if I crossed a line or something.
It's okay,
the blonde woman said with a giggle.
But now I have to decide whether or not I tell you the real story or the one I always told my doctor or nurses or anyone else who happens to see them.
Why not both? I want to take a peek into that mind of yours.
Please. I'm not sure you're ready for that.
Try me.
Okay.
The biology student shrugged.
I guess I'll start with the lie. They're from an unfortunate tubing accident that happened when I was little.
A tubing accident? I raised an eyebrow. Come on now.
Oh, it's true,
Leah said with a shit-eating grin.
I didn't see the bush at the bottom of the hill, so I slammed right into it at full speed. Two sharp branches stabbed into my body, but luckily they missed my vital organs by inches.
Of course they did. People really believe that.
It's more believable than the real story.
The blonde woman murmured as she averted her eyes. Couldn't you just, like, tell people their birthmarks? Or just say you had surgery when you were little?
Not to the people who have my medical records. They'd know I was bullshitting and they'd call me out on it. And really, birthmarks?
Well, what are they really then, if they're not birthmarks or wounds? Leah frowned as she placed her hand up against one of her scars, and a beat of silence passed between us.
I'm not sure if I should say. Everybody I tell thinks I'm crazy, and I don't want to lose you, Carter. I really, really like you.
Aw. I smiled and brushed my hand over her cheek. I really like you, too. And, you know, you can tell me anything. Hell, we discovered a whole new species together, and you don't get much closer than that. Leah's eyes widened, and then they darted around the ceiling as I assumed she was thinking it over. She took a deep breath before she buried her face in my chest and looked up at me with her big blue eyes.
Do you know what a polywarm is?
Isn't that a Pokemon?
No. Though I'm just now making that connection. Those game designers were clever when they came up with those names.
So, is it like an STD or something? The name kind of sounds like a wart. Did it leave scars?
It's a race,
Leah said with a frown.
A race of paranormal creatures.
Shit, I said with raised eyebrows. I thought you didn't believe in all that. I tried to sound nonchalant, but inside, my mind was churning. Was she being serious? Was this a weird prank?
It depends on who's asking. I don't share my opinions on the matter with anyone who might ridicule me, even though I can spot a paranormal creature from 1,000 miles away.
My heart began to thump in my chest as my mind raced with crazy thoughts. Did Leah already know what I was? Shit, the thought was crazy. But if she already knew and I was going to really get serious with her, shouldn't I maybe tell her about my powers? Is that how you knew what the flesh was? I asked as I tried to change the subject. Because you can recognize paranormal creatures.
Just the aquatic ones, unfortunately,
Leah said. And relief washed over me.
I'm a novice when it comes to the land or sky dwellers.
Why is that? Do they not teach that shit in biology class?
It's because...
Leah's bottom lip quivered as she tried to speak, but she kept stumbling over her words. Then there was a loud knock at the door.
Open up!
A man's voice on the other side of the door demanded.
We've got a noise complaint coming from this room!
Were we really that loud?
Leah asked as she jumped up to her feet.
Yeah, we kind of were.
I shrugged as I watched the blonde woman toss her clothes back on in a hurried manner. I'm pretty sure your orgasm was like 1 decibel away from breaking glass.
Oh, very funny.
Leah frowned as she pulled on her shirt and then adjusted it so it covered her belly.
You were pretty noisy too. Now put your clothes on unless you want my RA to see your dick.
It's probably nothing he hasn't seen before. I sat up in bed, slid off, and grabbed my pants from off the floor. I barely had them over my waist when Leah opened up the door, and then I heard the woman let out a gasp.
Who the fucker?
She started, but she was cut off by a loud crash. I whipped around to see Leah flying across the room, and her door had been knocked off its hinges. I lunged forward and held out my hands as I positioned myself in her trajectory, and then I let out a grunt when I caught her in my arms. Leah, I asked as I gave her a light shake. Are you all right?
She's fine, pussycat,
a man's voice taunted.
She just got hit by the door.
Good call pretending to be the RA. Saved us a lot of foot injuries.
Several men funneled into the room, all of whom were wearing red robes. Members of the Order of the Lunar God. There were at least a dozen of the fuckers, all with their daggers drawn and their moonbeams at the ready. Fuck.
Carter?
Leah asked, as her eyes shot open.
What happened?
These assholes tried to hurt you, I growled, as white-hot rage boiled up from my stomach. And for that, they're gonna die.
Your eyes! Are they always so green?
Welp, it looks like the cat was about to literally come out of the bag. Even though I wasn't sure Leah was ready to see it yet, I had no other choice. I haven't been completely honest with you, Leah, I explained as I sat her down on the ground. I'm sorry.
Sorry? For what?
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty,
one of the cultists taunted as he beckoned for me to come forward. I let out a room-shaking roar as the muscles in my arms and legs started to elongate and stretch. Then I fell down onto all fours as my snout began to grow, as did my canines and the ears on top of my head. The hair on my body became so thick that it acted like a second skin, and within seconds, I'd fully transformed into my werepanther form.
Ha ha, that's more like it, another cultist said. Kanzu would much rather have us kill you in this form, bastard of Bast.
Holy shit!
Leah gasped behind me.
I'll explain later, Leah, I growled over my shoulder. For now, just get to safety, and I'll deal with these assholes.
One of the cultists charged forward with his knife raised, and I prepared to snap him like a twig. However, before he could even come close to me, a slim red projectile shot past my right side. It looked like a giant red organic rope, and the damn thing tied itself around the cultist's neck like a noose. Then it jerked to the right, released its grip, and threw the cultist straight into his friends. The OLG members were knocked off their feet, and I looked over to see where the mystery projectile had come from. It was Leah. Or, more importantly, it was her tongue.
I haven't exactly been honest with you either, Carter.
The blonde woman sighed as her long tongue raised up into the air on its own, like a snake being charmed.
I'm a polywarm. These scars are my gills.
I was speechless. No wonder Leah wanted me so badly, and no wonder she'd taken such an interest in the paranormal. She was a paranormal creature, too. But I couldn't worry about that right now. Right now, we had some cultists to kill.